Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the West Plains Iser boys soccer team had a preseason goal to get one district win, as none of these guys, freshmen through seniors, had ever experienced a district win. But they flipped the script on that with a dominant win over DeSoto, 6-2. Zizzer scored in the first 5 minutes of the game off a bomb from Reed Cobb, who finished with two goals, and scored again 3 minutes later off the foot of Hudson Cox, who finished with four goals. Up next for the Zizzers in Class 3 District 1 soccer, the number one seed, Cape Notre Dame. That's going to be Thursday at 5 p.m. at Cape Central High School. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies were in action yesterday. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The MSU West Plains Grizzlies go 0-2 in their trip to Oklahoma City and sit at 1-2 for the year as they lose straight games on Monday and Tuesday mornings. On Monday, Seminole State College beat the Grizzlies by 3, 96-93, even though the Grizzlies overcame a 22-point deficit, had the ball with a chance to take the lead in the final minute. In the second game yesterday, North Central Oklahoma at the half trailed the Grizzlies by 3, but pulled away in the second half for a 94-78 win. The Grizzlies got 20 points in that game from Malachi Lindsay, the leading scorer for the Grizzlies in the matchup against Seminole State College, Ace Evans, as he scored 16 points. So the Grizzlies now will play Friday. That game will be at Burlington, Iowa, against the Blackhawks from Southeast Iowa. The Grizzlies will play Saturday at Burlington against Cloud County. With the Grizzlies in Oklahoma City, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Class 3, District 11, all district teams for volleyball for 2025. First team, Jordan Toon, Liberty, Kelby Smith, Liberty, Bella Cavins, Hollister, Ella Newell, Hollister, Allison Danielson, Hollister, Kaylee Wagner, Houston, Paisley Crudgington, Willow Springs. Second team went to Madeline Blackwood, Hollister, Jaylee Tharp, Liberty, Kinsey Shoup, Liberty, Brinley Duckett, Liberty, Sydney Stewart, Willow Springs, Alexa Sigmund, Willow Springs, Aubrey Gerla, Mountain Grove. Zizzer Cross Country State Send-Off is going to be Thursday at 9 a.m. The team will drive by the West Plains High School, then stop at the West Plains Elementary to greet students. From there, they'll head to Court Square down Washington Avenue onto Broadway and merge to Porter Wagner. The Zizzer boys have won state 14 times in cross country. The Zizzer girls have won 14 state championships in cross country as well. Boys won it all last year, and the girls finished second. The meet will take place in Columbia at Gans Creek Cross Country Course this Friday. The boys start at 11, the girls 11:45. Give local first. Two-person 18-hole golf scramble will be held at Norterra Golf Course this Friday at tee time at 10 a.m. Prize on every hole and their side games. Cost is $200 per team. Sign up at the Norterra Golf Course in West Plains. Proceeds benefit Howell County Special Olympics. And the All-Ozark Mountain Conference volleyball team for 2025, making first team, Malia Adams and Lucy Hafner of West Plains, Quinn Aldridge and Gracelyn Bull from Marshfield, Millie Bauer from Rogersville, Maddie Huffman from Carl Junction, Lily Moore from Hillcrest, and Emma Scoglin from Branson. Player of the Year went to Millie Brower from Rogersville, and Coach of the Year was West Plains Zizzer Haley Beasley. Libby Welch from West Plains made second team All-Ozark Conference as well. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.